In Detroit, we were always inside because we were a dome team. So we didn't have a lot of exposure to that. The only time that I can remember where we really made it frigid was we were playing Green Bay. I think it was 2005, and Dick Duran opened up all the garage doors and stuff and made it about as ridiculous as you could make it. But this was good. You know, it was productive, and probably the best thing about it was no wind makes a big difference to me. So, I mean, it can be as cold as you want it, but the wind is always been the biggest factor any time of cold conditions.
Do you have to worry about guys losing concentration because it's so cold and to make sure you can execute? Because Fitz Fox said, you know, practice was sharp, but is that the biggest concern?
It hasn't been a concern for me. I guess I never really think about it because everything's moving so quick and guys are trying to do their job. You don't see, you know, guys worrying about, man, I'm, you know, it's really cold outside, or, you know, it's snowing, it's raining. You're so in the moment, you can't really focus on anything else.
Adam, your three receivers targeted so closely. I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like that. Intentional, or is it just the way it worked out?
I think it's just the way it's worked out for the most part. It seems like every game somebody will focus on one guy over the other. And Peyton's done a good job of finding the singled guy. I think early that's why Julius was getting so many touches, and then teams have tried to take him away when, you know, he was still healthy. And then with him out, probably takes a little bit of pressure off the defense as far as, hey, we can maybe focus off on two, and now one guy's freed up, and usually that guy has a big game.
How pleased were you with the way Monte Ball played?
The one thing that he did was he let the last game go. And I think most of us, we had to do that. We had to put the New England game behind us, move on to the Kansas City game. I felt he did a great job of doing that. And you could tell he was running determined. You know, a lot of those big runs he had, we had free runners. You know, it wasn't well blocked, and he'd make a guy miss and make an explosive play. You know, a lot of the big runs you see is the running back making a play. Rarely do you see in the NFL anymore where you see this huge hole and, you know, the running backs have it that easy. So for him to come out and do what he did, that was impressive to see him just put that last game behind him.
You've been saying for a couple of weeks that you've been trying to take a lot of the load off of Joshon. So how important was it for you to see Monte have that?
I think that was big for our offense because, you know, if we can keep Joshon where he was for that game, it'll help him, you know, the rest of the way out. I mean, we got four regular season games and, you know, hopefully more than that, you know, three more after that, and we need him for the whole way. And we can't have Joshon burn out on us here at the end. We need to make sure that he plays the rest of the way out. And if Monte can just cut those reps in half for Joshon, that'll be big for our offense.
What are your thoughts on Eric Decker being named Offensive Player of the Week?
It was great to see him get recognized for that. You know, it worked out. You know, you never go into a game planning on a guy having a game like that. It just kept working out to where when we called a play, he just happened to be on that side. And it worked out. I mean, you'd be amazed how many times where it's on the left hash and we're calling a play to the field and he just happened to be on the right. And it was great. He made the plays. And he won on whoever was on him and he caught the ball. I mean, those downfield throws, they look easy, you know, when you watch them and you slow them down. But, I mean, those are tough plays to make. You in practice, you don't complete as many as we did the other night. So that was good. I'm happy for him because I know, you know, he's been doing everything he's at. You know, we ask of him for him to do and to see him get recognized, that was great.
What sort of challenge does the Titans pass rush pose, particularly with KC breaking down things from inside?
Well, right now their front, you know, they got 31 sacks in the year, 25 of them come from those front four. I mean, those guys do a great job of getting to the quarterback without really having the pressure. And for a team to be able to do that, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on our five guys up front. And then when they do pressure with the linebackers, it helps free up those D linemen. And we got to do a great job of staying on our guys, tracking our backers, and making sure we don't have free runners of the quarterback. We don't want to put him in any kind of situation where he's, you know, moving all over the place. If we can keep that pocket clean for him, you know, give him the opportunity to go through his reads, that's really what our goal has to be this week.
What kind of adjustments does Manny have to make in these colder weather games?
You know, I've never really asked him about it. We haven't really – that's something we don't really get into. I know – if it's a windy condition game, I might in my head think we should run the ball more, just so I'm not putting, you know, the fact that we're throwing the ball up and then an element of the game can affect our passing game. But for the most part, the cold is not an issue for us in the passing game. It's anytime you get in a condition of wind, that's where I see it. That's where it's hard for the passing game because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Do you feel he gets a bad rap as a cold weather quarterback, as someone who struggles in cold weather games?
I mean, I don't know the total. I've only been around him 2 years. The thing that probably pisses me off more than anything is the fact that I don't want anybody else as my quarterback. And I'm going to go in with him every Sunday. And it's a great feeling to have when you got him back there, you know your chances of winning are pretty good. And when you don't have a guy like that, and I've been in that spot a lot, and it sucks. When you know you walk in there and you don't have a shot. So I'll take him any day of the week.
Well, what are you saying about previous regime?
Don't worry about it. We'll move on from that question.
How about this? Have you thought, a moment of reflection, it's Tennessee. It looks like it did come down to the Broncos and Tennessee for Peyton Manning. What things would have been like the past couple of years here if Peyton wasn't here? How that's impacted you personally?
I'm glad it worked out the way it did.